My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the first account of the multiplication of bread and fish in Mark's gospel is like the second narrative in today's gospel of Mark. The differences are striking. In the first, 5,000 eat from 5 loaves and 2 fish, and 12 baskets are filled with food left over. In the second, which is today's gospel, 4,000 people eat from 7 loaves and a few fish, and 7 baskets are filled with leftovers. Both accounts speak of the compassion of Jesus for the crowd, a great multitude who are fed and satisfied with a large quantity of food left over. Both events take place in the desert, and Jesus' action prefigure the Eucharist. He takes the loaves, gives thanks, and breaks them. And everybody ate and was full. The big surprise, my dear brothers and sisters, about this story is that Mark tells it all. You know, Mark is picky when it comes to miracle stories. He avoids repetitions. Yet Mark describes a similar story in today's gospel, Mark 6, verses 34 to 44. And why this story then? The main reason is the one Augustine noted 1,500 years ago. The first feeding involved only Jewish people. And this one, judging from where it happened, today's gospel includes Gentiles too. So the story is not repetition. Jesus himself makes this clear. The story anticipates the day when Gentiles and Jewish people will break bread together. The second account is said to be envisaged for the Gentile people. 4 hands, the 4 corners of the world. 7 is seen as a perfect number, gathering all nations. The crowd that has been with Jesus for 3 days, hence at Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. My dear brothers and sisters, the real miracle is not the feeding. The real miracle is the fellowship of Gentiles and Jews that the feeding foreshadows. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus feeds us today with the bread of the resurrection, his very self, as we receive his body in our Eucharistic celebration today. The question for us today is this: how open are we to all the people who gather to break bread with us each Sunday or each day? Christ himself has brought us peace by making Jews and Gentiles one people, says St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians. Amen.